Madeleine Albright said that the sanctions against Iraq in the 90s that Clinton imposed were worth it. She said killing 500,000 children to accomplish the foreign policy objectives of the United States, she said that was worth it. Now that's the logic that's still at play in US foreign policy. It's a logic that was consistent from Clinton to Bush through Obama and now Trump. It's a logic which says the lives of poor people, especially poor people of color in other countries, do not matter. That the US foreign policy objectives of encirclement of economic and political domination of the corporate profits of the elite here are more important than the lives of hundreds of thousands and millions of people around the world. They're open about it. Just look at what Trump said about the genocidal war in Yemen. For those of you who don't know, Yemen is the poorest country in the Middle East. And Obama sponsored the start of a Saudi war that's been going on there. Around half or more of the population of Yemen is on the verge of famine and starvation. And this is really a US war. Even though the Saudis are dropping the bombs and the UAE are dropping the bombs, they're using US planes, they're using US bombs. And when asked about this, Trump said, well, we don't want to stop arms sales because it's good for the economy. It makes a lot of money. So it makes a lot of money,
yes.
Therefore millions should die. That's the logic at play in Yemen. That was the logic at play in the war in Iraq, which is really still ongoing. And that's the logic that's going to be at play in this war on Iran, which, although has not officially been declared, has effectively started. This assassination of an Iranian general was the first effective declaration of war. More airstrikes have already been carried out. The US government is not waiting. This has started. Iran will inevitably retaliate, and then escalation will proceed from there. We need to stand up and fight back, because if we don't, what's going to happen is the government is going to rush headlong into this war. Congress is not going to provide any serious opposition. They didn't with Afghanistan. They didn't with Iraq. And they won't now, unless we have serious mass movements. And it doesn't end today. This is just the beginning. We really need to see the basis to grow these mass movements, not just protests, but acts of civil disobedience, boycotts against the companies who are going to be making billions of dollars off this genocidal war, and a whole series of coordinated actions across communities, across the country. Unless we do that, we will not be able to stop this war, and millions, and maybe even tens of millions of people will die. Power to the people. Come together and fight back to stop the war. No war on Iran.